In the lawsuit filed in the U.S. District Court, Eastern District of North Carolina, the sludge collected from Victoria Carey's water heater detected Gen X at 857 parts per trillion in the top layer of sludge and 623 parts per trillion in the bottom layer. Those numbers are well above what the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services labels as safe. The complaint also states that Carey has been diagnosed with thyroid nodules and an idiopathic immune condition. Tyler Witkowski of Brunswick Regional Water and Sewer H2GO says this latest case involving a water heater proves something.
I mean, it goes to confirm that these materials are bioaccumulative, which is something that many of the scientists have been saying is a very real possibility.
The majority of bioaccumulative substances in the environment are created through industry or as unintentional byproducts. But if it's in a water heater, would it be in the pipes as well?
That's a very good question. It's hard to say if it would stick to the pipes. I guess it really depends on the material the pipes have in them. I've been hearing a lot of people speculate that they're going to have to replace the piping. And with this civil suit, you know, that'd be a good thing for Kenmore's to have to pay for.
UNCW's Larry Cahoon, a professor of biology, explains that the chemical compounds found in the sludge of a water heater could be in the pipes and fixtures of a house as a durable type of biofilm.
Biofilms, which can form on any surface that's wet, are particularly tough communities of microbes, mostly bacteria, but they secrete polysaccharides, mucopolysaccharides, that anchor them to the substrate, anchor together the particles, the sediment particles and whatnot, and create kind of a miniature 3D habitat for all those different microbes to do their thing. And they are notorious in the medical community for causing very difficult infections in terms of treatment.
And these biofilms are sticky.
Gen X and these other compounds tend to stick to proteins. And so you've got a sticky surface that's being maintained by microbes, and that sticky surface attracts these molecules.
He adds it's hard to get rid of.
Damn difficult. Here's the thing. The biofilm, has some depth to it. It's not much. You know, it's a film, but at the molecular scale, it's very thick. And so, you know, you think, well, just treat it with Clorox. Well, here's the problem. As chlorine or whatever oxidizer you use burns its way through that biofilm, it's being used up. And so its effectiveness diminishes with time. You would have to load the water supply system with enough oxidizer, whether that's ozone or chlorine, to oxidize the whole system from the Sweeney water treatment plant to your tap. And the problem with chlorine is it's toxic too. You don't want too much in your water. I mean, people object to the taste of it and the smell, but it's a toxin. I mean, it oxidizes things.
Steve Morrissey of Sussman Godfrey is the co-counsel for the plaintiff in this suit. He discovered a similar issue in Flint, Michigan, with toxic chemicals in pipes of homes.
Yeah, our belief is that to make it safe for people going forward, what we really need is a comprehensive in-home testing program and replacement of the pipes and fixtures for people who could be affected by this because of the significant potential health risks relating to this chemical.
He says science supports the case.
We do think there's a lot of evidence of wrongdoing and serious carelessness on DuPont's part over a long period of years. I think it's pretty clear they haven't been candid about what they've been doing with Gen X over time. We've dug into the science quite a bit and the studies that DuPont and Chemours have relied on in defending Gen X, and we don't think those hold up. There are similarities between Gen X and other chemicals that DuPont's had problems with in other areas of the country over the last several years.
Chemours did not respond to repeated attempts for comment. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.